We're holding on page Kuf Hey. That we learned through the Sifkaten Vav Zayin, where the Chavetz Chaim and Klal Dalet Sif Zayin wrote very powerful words about a person who is misyatzev al derech loy toiv, and he's doing an avera which he knows is an avera, and he's doing it on purpose, and therefore we're supposed to be lishpeich buz leganoisai, to tell people, to embarrass him and tell people about what he's done. And the Gemara says mefarsim im mesachaneifim b'nechil Hashem, that you can be mefarsim those people who sin because of chil Hashem. And surely if you tried to give him mussar and he didn't do tshuva, mutar lefarsima, you're allowed, on page Kuf Hey, you could be mefarsim it, or legalos al chatov b'sharbas rabim, and to let everybody know about it, lishpeich buz olav, and to pour embarrassing statements, we'll call it, on him, ad sheyachzor l'mutav, until he does tshuva, like the Rambam says. Ach, we ended off yesterday, yesh li zor shlo lishkeach pratim achadim hametzorchim lazeh. However, you have to be careful not to forget a few little details. And now we'll see the details in Sifkaten Lamed Beis in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, which in my volume is on page Kuf Hey, but in the brown volumes it's on a different page. So we're looking at the Be'er Mayim Chaim letter Lamed Beis, and in Klal Dalet. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim says, Ve'echtevein bekitzur kivim ha'sho'ilu me'aklal yudul kamat. So the Chavetz Chaim says five conditions. First of all, he's a Rasha, right? Because he's gone to a Big Mac and he's eaten the Big Mac a number of times. So he says, you have to see it yourself. It doesn't help if other people said it to you. If there's constantly people are saying a certain thing, so if he's hulzak like that, everybody knows, so to say, that alone is also enough, that now you can assume that it's true what everyone is saying. The second condition is, im heimein and dvarim pshutim kol kach, kachil is dvarim asurim kietz ve'elu, rak mitzat shirchia chaysay, tzorch shizboinin heitev al bidarki ha-toyra, im hu be'emes avayim. In other words, if it's not so clear that this is forbidden, lo yachlit tekev asinyim b'dayto, don't you decide that for sure you're not allowed to, and therefore, in other words, he didn't come to my shul, the guy must be an apikiris, so therefore, you can spread anything you want about him. So in other words, you have to make sure that lamaisa it's taka osur. The third is, shelo yagdil esha'av lo yoysim mashahi, you're not allowed to exaggerate, you're not allowed to say he's worse than what you actually saw him do. And the fourth, and the main one is, shechavin l'tayelis, that the purpose of why you're saying it is for Toelos. The Hainu, Kedei Shiyasrachagu Bnei Odo Miderech Resha, Kishiyishmu Shabriyas Maganis Poyle Yovin. Now, the reason why you're saying about this person is because by saying it, people are going to stay away from him, and people will stay away from other people like that who do this, because they hear that this person is called a lowlife, and he's a bum, and therefore people are not going to want to associate with themselves with him. The gam, and a second reason, ulayhu ba'atzmi yashuv, ayideh zimidrach avarayim. He himself may do tshuva, kishi yishma shabriyas meganas osav urzeh. When he hears that people are saying, this guy eats treif, he goes to a Big Mac, so he himself may change his ways. Avalo yiskavin hamasapir lehonos mihapkamahu shinosin bo. But he should not intend to be enjoying the fact that he's bashmutzing somebody else. Velo mitzat sin ashiyesh olav, and not also because of any hatred. Rak mitzad ha'emes. So the reason that you're saying it is only because of one thing, because you're bothered by the kavod shamayim that this person people associate, and they're friendly with such a person, and really he's a person who does such open averis, and we have to let people know that people should not associate, and that will cause that people will not associate ever with people that are known to do sins, and he himself may do tshuva. And the fifth condition is, he can't be that privately you bashmutz him and you say what a bum he is, and in front of his face, how you doing, my buddy, my good buddy old friend, my good old buddy old friend. Rak shi yisaper, kishi yisapi yisapi bepirsum. When you say it openly. Unless if the person is a mafi guy, so then he could hurt you. Or because lemaisa you know it's going to bring about machlekes, then you could do it privately. However, the intent has to be l'shem shemayim kidei lahasnio shelo yilmedu mimaisav, in order that people should not like this person and they shouldn't learn from his ways. Notice, do you have to give musa first before you give him musa, before you bashmutz him? So you have to look later to see. Sometimes by giving musa, things will be worse. And v'chol elu apratim, and this is a point that hopefully we'll come back to, and hopefully Bez Hashem Yisbarach one day we'll have clarity about. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, v'chol elu apratim shutzrachnu, all these pratim that you need to know for sure yourself, that you're doing it l'shem shemayim, that you shouldn't exaggerate, that that you shouldn't do it secretly and in front of him you act like a friend. We're not talking about somebody who threw off the yoke of heaven and he's not from chas v'sholem. He's a person that he eats treif. He doesn't care about kashrus. That kind of a person needs all these conditions. So even though if you look on the page before in Lamed, the Chofetz Chaim says, Loikain, it's at the end of column one of letter Lamed in my edition. So it says, Loikain im os aveira kam apomim. Not like that is a similar person who did an aveira, which is known to be an aveira a number of times. He's not considered amisecha anymore. V'nichnas b'chal kat chanefim hitiru chazal lefarsim genuso kidei shizaru abrius mimenu. So here the Chofetz Chaim says clearly that if a person ate Big Mac and he doesn't care about kashrus, but everything else he does. But look, kashrus, I work downtown. There's not a good restaurant down there, so that's what I do. So he says, if such a thing, everybody knows it's an aver. Yotzei michlal amisecha. So he's not considered amisecha. L'char, if he's not considered amisecha, l'char, there's no isa lashon hara on such a person. So if so, what do you need the five conditions? So the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, which is difficult to understand, but he's telling us there's two dinim in amisecha. There's one kind of amisecha, which is a person who's porik olamil shamalchu shamayim. That kind of a person, even if you're not doing it for Toelis, you can speak Lashon Hara against such a person. But there's a person who is a Yid, he's not B'chlal Amisecha, which L'chaira, if there's not Amisecha, there's no Isa Lashon Hara on him. But he says, yes, there still is. But there's a Heta to say Lashon Hara if you have all the conditions fulfilled. If you're taka doing it L'Toelis and L'Shem Shemayim, and you know for sure, then there's a Heta to do it. So this is a difficulty which we may run into a number of times about these two dinim in Amisecha, because the Chofetz Chaim says, even if a person did it one time, and you don't know he did tshuva, if let's say he didn't do tshuva, he didn't aver once, but he didn't do tshuva. So we'll see, the Chofetz Chaim holds, he's also not called Amisecha. Because if it's an avera, then he knew it's an avera, and he did it once, and he didn't do tshuva yet, so he's not Amisecha. But yet, we see, there's still an Isur of Lashon Hara, but with conditions. So this is a point which we will have to still study.
Uvis for Namishane, the Maglism names and his glim. Mish may say, Yam, again, because I'm the humble loyal, I'm a loyal, I'm doing your main loyal, I'm doing noise much more.